We acknowledge your power, Lord, your greatness and your mighty hand upon this earth. And we know that we stand before you as sinners, and we always seek your forgiveness, Father. We know that sometimes we fail you, and we do ask you to forgive us as we forgive those who sin against us. We thank you so much, dear Lord, for the gift of your Son, who has died on that cross for our sins and enabled us to come before you and seek this forgiveness. And Father, we'll soon be sharing in the remembrance of this sacrifice that he has made. And it is an extreme pleasure that we thank you for allowing us to do this, and that Christ has died for our sin. Father, you're all-powerful and almighty, and we know that your hand is upon the earth, and your will be done regardless of man. And we know that many are in harm's way because of the storms, and we do pray for them. We pray for all that who respond to aid in their time of need, that you keep them safe. Father, there's been much loss of life. Many homes have been destroyed, and we sit here in comfort, and we cannot truly feel what these people are feeling. But Father, we do give you thanks for the people here that and around the country that have responded with aid to these people and will continue to do so in their time of need. You have been so wonderful and have blessed us so much in so many ways. And we give you thanks as we meet together here on a beautiful day. Father, there are some that haven't met with us today for reasons of sickness and health that has kept them at home. We're so thankful for those that have been through surgery, and John Blanks, and Gladys still needs your prayers. And we pray that you will continue to be with them. Be with Colleen Dennis as she has surgery this week on her eyes. Pray for a good outcome of that. There are many that are shut-ins and can't be here, and we ask that you be with them, and we give you praise and glory for the little Stuart baby who has come home. For so many times it's thought that she wouldn't come home, that she wouldn't be here. But Father, we know that you're in control, and it was your will, and we give you thanks. We ask that you be with David this morning as he brings our lesson to us. Help us as hearers to take this to heart. Bless him and his family as he works among us. Be with all who serve you here, the elders and the deacons and those who teach. And help us as members to support this congregation in every way we can. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.